Now, earlier we spoke to Rod Campbell, Research Director at Australia Institute. He explains how gun numbers have been rising in Australia and that laws haven't kept up.
I think what's important to understand is that Australia now has more guns now than it did after our big gun law reforms in the late 1990s. Before the terrible Port Arthur massacre in 1996, there were about 3 million guns in Australia. Now there's over 4 million guns in Australia. That number did drop down to about 2.5 million through the late 90s. But in the last decade, we've steadily seen gun numbers increase in Australia. And so I think Australian governments, federal and state, because there's some different responsibilities and jurisdictions, but I think all Australian governments have been complacent about gun laws in Australia, and it's time to strengthen them again. The National Firearms Agreement that was committed to nearly 30 years ago, recommitted to in 2017, it's actually never been completed. There is still no national register of firearms in Australia. If you want to know how many firearms are in your state or maybe in your neighbourhood, if you're looking to move to a part of Australia that you're trying to avoid living near lots of gun owners, that data is just simply not available to you in most of the country. So, yeah, there's a lot of unfinished business, and hopefully that can now be pushed ahead. Look, Australians overwhelmingly support stronger gun laws. Australians overwhelmingly want fewer guns in the community. This has been consistent over time. Owning a gun in Australia is a privilege, not a right, and that's the underlying basis of all of our gun laws. So, no, there is no widespread pushback against this. The support for reducing the number of guns in Australia is absolutely overwhelming. All it needs is government effort and commitment to just get it done.